Hello and welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Ivan Bradley. Ivan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
Hi, my name is Ivan Bradley. I am a junior music education major.
Welcome. So tell me a little bit about that. What goes into being a music major? What kind of classes are you looking at in that major?
Yeah, so a lot of the classes that I take are both education and on the music side, so I have to travel back and forth between campuses. It's a very busy major, but it's also very rewarding at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has a lot of different like aspects to the major where you're performing all the time, but you're also going to places and teaching students and getting a lot of field experience just built into the major.
Right. Speaking of field, it's my understanding that you're in field right now. What's that like? Because is it different from student teaching or...
Yeah, I am actually in my second field block, which is elementary for music majors. So I'm currently teaching first and second graders out in the Sykeston district, and it's so much fun. I'm having a really good time.
And so then how do you balance that with ensembles? Because I've had lots of people in here for exposition, and that's one of the things that people are the busiest with, I think, in the music world.
Yeah, the balance is a little bit like tricky to find out, but it's just kind of finding how to manage your time. That's one of the biggest parts of the major that all of our professors really harp on, is finding how to manage your time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do have to find where you can practice, where you can go to these ensembles, where you can put all of these classes that you have to take. So it's really just a big time management scheme and planning out your schedule to the best of your ability, but also make sure that you have time to rest.
Right. Yeah, I've heard resting is like that mental balance between creativity and like being on all the time has been really hard for some people to manage.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Are there any other organizations outside of music that you are in?
Not necessarily outside of music, but I am a member of Phi Mu Alpha, which is the music fraternity that is based in the River Campus. We do a lot of outreach at different veterans hospitals and veterans homes and things like that, where we like go caroling every year and go sing to them every semester and things like that.
That's awesome. And I've seen the two music Greek organizations after concerts all go and support each other.
Yes, after every organization or event, we always meet each other and we always sing our songs to each other, and mm-hmm. we always support one another. We're very collaborative in that sense.
That's awesome. Okay, I don't have any more hardball questions for you, so I do always open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd just like to talk about the music major, about Phi Mu Alpha, anything really?
Can't think of anything.
Okay.
I think we covered it all.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in the studio with
Thank you.
Today. Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and before I see you next time, make sure to check out our other episodes of SEMO Spotlight on our website at krcu.org. And as always, of course, I will see you next time.